This program is brought to you by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.
Coming up next on Changing Your World.
The church has perfected phoniness to preserve the image that has taken God out of first place. And now their image is more important than their God. Now their image is what they seek after. And I'm telling you, if you've ever looked at the world lately and asked what's going on, this is what's happening right now. God is being replaced with someone or something.
Looking for a deeper understanding of the Word? Join us for service every Sunday at 10 a.m., 2 p.m., 6 p.m., and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, no matter where you are. No walls, no limits. Set your reminder, invite a friend, and join a worldwide audience of believers. Visit CreflowDollarMinistries.org or text Watch Now to 51555 for more information about our services and streaming times. Be a part of church without walls. See you online.
This is your world, so let's vow to make it a better place. Let every heart that needs to know your love is here to stay. Oh, it's time we live a new life. Oh, let our love shine bright in you. We're saved by His grace, so we embrace your love today. We are changed.
Look at this in the New Living Translation, Jeremiah 16:19-21. Jeremiah 16:19-21. And look at the warning where God gives us to just stay away from this. He says, Lord, you are my strength and fortress. You're my refuge in the day of trouble. Nations from around the world will come to you and say, our ancestors left us a foolish heritage, for they worshiped worthless idols. I've never seen any nation like our nation where we worship Hollywood like people in this nation do. I mean, actors can hardly do no wrong. And if they do, just make a good movie and it's all over. He says, can people make their own gods? These are not real gods at all. Wow. The Lord says, now I will show you them. I will show them my power. Now I will show them my might. At last they will know and understand that I am the Lord. You got to understand, God's a jealous God. When you proceed to try to crown something else as God, God is determined to let you know He the only one. God is determined to let you know, oh, you think that's your God? Oh, I'm going to show you that I am the Lord. And that's what a lot of people are looking at. They look at things that happen in their life because some people have crowned themselves as God. I'm my own God. God said, oh, you really believe that? I'm going to show you who the Lord. That boy be knocked down so deep in a ditch, he'll have no choice but to scream out, God help me, God help me. That's where we are today. That's what we see throughout the entire nation today, an entire world. Look at Exodus 34:14-17 in the NLT. Exodus 34:14-17 in the New Living Translation. Check this out. The Lord says, You must worship no other gods, for the Lord, whose very name is jealous, is a God who is jealous about His relationship with you. Lord have mercy. God is jealous about His relationship with you. Don't you know God is concerned when you start getting something and giving it greater value, and He know that that thing didn't make you, that thing didn't wake you up this morning, that thing didn't start you on your way, that thing didn't heal you, that thing didn't take your care of your provision, and you trying to make it God? He says, I'm a jealous God. I did all of that, and I need to hear you give me the glory and the praise for what I did. He said, you must not make a treaty of any kind with the people living in the land. They lust after their gods, offering sacrifices to them. They will invite you to join them in their sacrificial meals, and you will go with them. Next verse. He says, then you'll accept their daughters who sacrifice to other gods as wives for your sons. And they will seduce your sons to commit adultery against me by worshiping other gods. You hear God's warning? He says, watch out how you relate with people who say something is God and it's not me. He says, you're going to get in a relationship with them. You're going to marry them. You're going to have sons with them. And what's happening? You're going to begin to build up a group of people who no longer receive me as God. You must not make any gods of molten metal for yourselves. This is the same attitude in the Old Testament. Do not replace me with anything or anyone. Don't do it. Don't get involved with people who have already replaced me. Don't marry people who already have replaced me. See, we just threw that out. At one time, we knew that we should not be unequally yoked. There's so many things that the world who has made their own God has now have influence on the church, and now you're doing the same thing. You're born again and marrying somebody that don't know God and wondering why it ain't working. Because your marriage relationship, one of y'all value something else more than you value God, and then you value God more than you value anything else, but when it comes together, it ain't working. It's not working. It's amazing to me how much idolatry the church has allowed to infiltrate its thinking by looking at television. And it told you the wrong vision. By looking at social media and taking it, you know, as if it's the most important thing in the whole world. You don't even realize the slander and the lies and the stuff that it does there. And that's become some people's idol. You remember, the 80s? I don't know. And in the bathroom, we used to have a magazine rack. And you used to go in there, you know, and do your business and, you know, read a magazine. Or read your Bible. My grandma used to say, read your Bible, it'll come out right. Read your Bible. You know? But now, just notice, and everybody get caught up with this, now you wake up, the first thing you do is grab your phone. Wonder if that's one of those modern day idols. Look at this, man. This is serious stuff. Come on, Jeremiah chapter 51, 17 through 19 in the New Living Translation. Jeremiah 51, 17 through 19 in the New Living Translation. He says, the whole human race is foolish and has no knowledge. He says, the craftsmen are disgraced by the idols they make, for their carefully shaped works are a fraud. 18. These idols have no breath or power. They have no breath or power. Idols are worthless. They are ridiculous lies. That's true today. When you replace God, you replace him with a lie. Because it's a lie to think that you can replace him. It's a lie to think that you can put whatever you put in God's place. That's a lie. You put a lie in God's place. It's full of lies. On the day of reckoning, they will all be destroyed. But the God of Israel is no idol. He is the creator of everything that exists, including his people, his own special possession. The Lord of heaven's armies is his name. Look at the attitude, even in the old covenant, which again gives us insight on a world that's filled with idolatry. And then Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 19. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 19. And here's what I was saying to you earlier. When you look at your life, has money replaced God? I mean, for some people, money motivates you to do God's will quicker than God. It's definitely an idol. People don't believe in servanthood like they used to. Servanthood with selfish ending is hypocrisy. But people don't believe in servanthood no more. They've turned everything about church and servanthood into mammon-driven ministry. And that's not how it's supposed to be. We've replaced God with something else. And look what it says here, Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 19. And it shall be, if thou do at all forget the Lord thy God, and if you walk after other gods, and you serve them, and you worship them, I testify again against you this day that you shall surely perish. Now, when I read that scripture, here's what the Lord said to me. You perish without God. Isn't that the truth? You perish without God. You lose without God. Your life is in the midst of destruction without God. And maybe life has to teach some people this because they don't believe it right now. I think about the amount of years that a person wastes by not listening to God. Life just kind of goes by because you spend all this time trying to prove to yourself that something's greater than God. I don't want that to be you, world changers. I want you to just wake up and shake your head and say, there's nothing greater than God. Because without Him, you perish. Well, such and so here, Christian, they didn't perish. You don't know. You don't live with them. That's the thing you got to understand. You don't know. You don't live with them. You don't know when. You don't know where. You don't know. You don't live with them. They could be miserable. I have met some of the phoniest people ever that can get in the pulpit and make everything look like it's flawless, and they're miserable. Miserable, miserable, miserable. And it shocks me sometimes because they get in the pulpit and I know they don't like each other. And they get up, good morning, sweetheart. How are you? Well, praise the Lord. And I'm like, what the world? Taffy and I, we ain't even built like that. We can't do phony. Listen, if Taffy mad at me, you're going to know it. I get up there, hey, Taffy, how you doing? Wow. The church has perfected phoniness to preserve the image that has taken God out of first place. And now their image is more important than their God. Now their image is what they seek after. And I'm telling you, if you've ever looked at the world lately and asked what's going on, this is what's happening right now. God is being replaced with someone or something. He's being replaced, and it must not be so with us who are the people of God. And we got to be like the Apostle John. We got to scream it out loud. Every time something good happens, we got to say, that's my God. Until everybody at work know, oh, they know God. Back up a little bit. Well, how you doing today? Well, this is the day the Lord has made. I thought you knew. But we have got to, listen, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God. I will not diminish my call for the sake of my image. Y'all don't understand what I'm just saying. I've been called to be a preacher. But I know people who have been called to do something, they diminish their call because they didn't see it as important enough. They diminish their call for the sake of their image. And instead of saying they're a preacher or a pastor, they say, I'm a motivational speaker. Because that sounds better. Don't diminish your anointing for your image. Because one day people are going to look at you and they're going to wish they had your anointing. They're going to wish they had your God. Don't replace God with something or someone else. Flee from idolatry. Amen? Now, let's get in this with the time we have left. Let's look at some modern-day idols. Some modern-day idols. The first one I want to look at is what we just mentioned. I want to look at how people have turned their identity into an idol. Your identity or image, have they turned it into an idol? Now, having good identity and having good self-image, there's nothing wrong with that. Until you put more value on it than God. You see, when you don't trust God to be your provider, you will steal. When you don't trust God with who God made you, you'll go and try to get remade with some kind of surgery or something. You follow this? When you don't trust what God said about two coming together and being one, you're going to look for somebody else. We place more value in who we are rather than placing value in God and in who He has said we are. So I place more value in my identity and trying to get it where other people will accept it. We place more value in who we are, and there's nothing wrong with that until you place more value in who you are and little to no value in who God says we are. So I'm not looking at who I am or who people think I am or what folks say about me. I'm looking at what God has said about me. God said I'm the righteousness of God. I place value in what God says. God says I'm righteous. God says I'm redeemed. See, you got to be careful not to allow the shame of other people to cause you to look at yourself based on how they look at you. This entire nation is filled with shaming. You hear the phrase, you should be ashamed of yourself. And it becomes very difficult for you to stay focused on the identity that God has given you versus the identity that somebody else is trying to give you. You know, the church is still trying to give us the identity that we're sinners. I'm born again. I am no longer a sinner. I am not going to take the identity because Bishop or Archbishop such and so said that. I am the righteousness of God. The day I got born again, the day I made Jesus the Lord of my life, I am righteous. Well, if you was righteous, you wouldn't have did that. I am righteous anyway. Now, that was a stupid thing, but because I believe I'm righteous, eventually my behavior is going to line up with who I am. But if I start believing who you say I am, then I'm going to actually start acting like that. So I value the identity that God has given me. And I will not be pressured into accepting an identity that didn't come from God. I'm not going to be shamed into accepting an identity that doesn't come from God. I'm not going to be condemned into accepting an identity that comes from God. And then I replace my righteous identity with this shameful identity. I'm not going to do it. And you know what? It take a mature Christian to do this. Taff and I were talking about this yesterday. Maturity is based solely on who you've decided will be your source. That's what maturity is. Maturity says, no matter what's going on in my life, I reach for Jesus every time. Immaturity is when you've made something else your source or yourself your source. When something happens, you don't go for Jesus. When something happens, you don't reach for Him. He's my source. That's a mature Christian. You're not mature because you've been saved a long time. You're not mature because you can pretend to be spiritually mature because every time you get around somebody, you act, you know, kind of fake spiritual. You know, hey, brother, how are you? Oh, hallelujah. That don't do nothing to me. I don't care how you act at church, and I don't care all that little jerking around you do. They ain't do nothing for me. I want to know when hell breaks out in your life, who do you reach for? You reach for Him when you're broke, busted, and disgusted. You reach for Him when they diagnose you with a disease. You reach for Him when you've been hurt, when you've been broken. You reach for Him. That's the sign of a mature Christian. Not this little religious pre-church stuff we get around and, you know, I'm getting to the point where I can't stand that. So I tell you what happened to me in the middle of the pandemic. I can't stand a bunch of phony, now ask the Holy Ghost what I said with your deep self. No. Not that you don't have problems. Not that you don't have issues. Not that you don't stand in bad circumstances. But when you do, you reach for Him as your source. You reach for Him as your source. Lord, I shouldn't have said what I said. Help me, Lord. You reach for Him. Lord, I don't know where the money coming from, but I trust You, Lord. I ain't got but two pennies, but I'm gonna show these two pennies. I reach for You, God. I reach for You. Lord, my marriage is a wreck, but I got to go to You. Show me myself. I reach for You, Jesus. Lord, I'm depressed. but I don't want to tell no Christian, because if you tell Christians that you're struggling with depression, then they're going to condemn you. If you tell Christians that you're having a rough time mentally, they're going to condemn you. But I'm telling you, it's all right that you go through what you go through, because you have a God that sits high and looks low, and he's ready to bring you up out of your situation. Who do you go to? That determines your maturity. That determines your maturity. Now, how much of the Bible you know? Well, I know all 66 books. Ma'am, hush. I know all 66 books. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. I operate in 9 spiritual gifts. Ah, la, 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 la. See, I can see stuff right now. I'm a dirt. I ain't nobody. I don't want to. See, you are spooky. Something the matter with you. You actually probably have replaced God with yourself. No. That's the sign of maturity. That we go to God. God, help me not to hurt myself. Lord, help me to refrain my tongue from speaking guile and slander, and make sure that I don't speak evil against somebody. You know, that's serious right here. See, the Bible says if you want to see good days and live a long life, refrain your tongue from speaking evil and from speaking deceit and lies. I want to see good days. I'm off the subject a little bit, but I want to see good days. And I want to live a long time, which means I am not going to be opening my mouth and speaking stuff don't ever need to come out of my mouth. Somebody told me about what somebody was going through the other day, and I said, oh, God, bless him. In the name of Jesus, bless him. Well, what did he do? Well, how did he do it? Lord, bless him, because I want to see good days, and I want to live a long time, see good days. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. At home, wherever you are right now, lift your hands up. Just give God some praise right now. Lord, I give you praise. Just praise him right now. Just praise and say, Lord, you're going to always be my number one. I just praise you right now, Lord. I just praise you right now. You're going to always be my number one. Praise the Lord. You see, the search for meaning, the search for value, and the search for validation from others makes you if you get it. But it breaks you if you don't. Yeah, when somebody validates you and values you and shows you meaning, oh, it makes you, but it breaks you when you don't. See, disappointment comes when you expect something and you don't get it. Then you're disappointed. And there are too many people that are putting their identity on the line. Are you serious? You're trusting the comment section of social media? Are you kidding me? You don't even know these people. You can get 20 good comments and just that one will mess with you the whole time. You ready to fight for that one? Meet me down the street. I bet you won't meet me down the street. You bad behind that comment section, but come on down the street. You take a picture of yourself thinking you look good and somebody says something nasty about you, how you look and everything. It start messing with you. Why would you do that? Why would you let that? Why would you let it mess with you? Well, Pastor, you against social media? I'm not against social media. I ain't got it on my phone. So I don't have it on my phone because I don't want to know what somebody's saying about me. Why would I want to sit there and look on my phone to see what people said about me and then I carry it all day? That's so dumb. I ain't doing that. And I don't want nobody else coming to me telling, you know what I saw on social media about you? I don't care. I ain't got it on my phone. I ain't hire you to give me no report. Keep it to yourself. Because I've already decided that I value my identity in God more than anything else. Are you listening to me? And then what happens, you are willing to serve anything but God for reputation's sake. Willing to serve and do anything but God. Won't serve him because of your reputation. And the series I just finished on servanthood, Jesus was of no reputation. He took on the form of a servant, and he was of no reputation. You can't take on the form of a servant and be concerned about your reputation. You can't. You can't. God is the one that I trust. Look at this scripture here, 2 Peter chapter 2 18 through 19 in the New Living Translation. I've never met so many people that are so concerned about what people think about them. So concerned about your image. I know leaders who are more concerned about their image than they are the people they serve.
We know that golden calves and carved statues can be idols, but are there idols that we're worshiping today without even realizing that we are? Creflo Dollar examines the characteristics of present-day idols and uncovers the way that Christians can keep from falling prey to idolatry in his series, Understanding Modern-Day Idolatry.
Idolatry is the value that you give to a thing more than God. See, the thing may not be wrong until you give it greater value than God. I can promise you, it ain't never gonna be right with something or someone in God's place, because you were designed for God to take care of you.
All three messages in this series can be yours today for a love gift of just $20 US or more, plus shipping and handling. Don't miss out. Call the number on your screen or go to CreflowDollarMinistries.org and click eStore to get this timely series and make sure you stay safe from the influence of idolatry.
Creflo Dollar Ministries TV app brings you live church services direct to your smart TV and much more. Don't miss a service and catch up on the latest messages from Creflo and Taffy Dollar, like No More Worries, Overcoming Uncertainty, and countless other life-changing series streaming on the Creflo Dollar Ministries TV app. You'll also get access to Changing Your World Network, streaming grace messages and exclusive content 24 hours a day right in the app.
It is now possible because of Jesus for man to be reconciled back to God.
It is God's desire. It is His plan that we walk in truth, not be deceived. So consequently, we won't deceive other people.
Get unlimited streaming through Roku, Amazon, and Apple TV absolutely free. Visit your app store, search Creflo Dollar Ministries, and download the Creflo Dollar Ministries TV app now to start streaming. For more information, visit CreflowDollarMinistries.org.
We want to be sure we are living according to what God has taught us about giving. And we understand that giving and receiving is a spiritual law. It's a reflex of God's love. And I'm so glad that Taff and I begin to understand how to walk in this principle. But we give not out of necessity. We give out of a cheerful heart. We give because we're grateful and we're thankful to what God has done. You know, I want you to pray about becoming a giver into Creflo Dollar Ministries today. And if this ministry has blessed you in any way, consider sowing a seed of any amount, and we will greatly appreciate it. Thank you in advance for your support, and God bless you.
Your financial donations into this ministry work all over the world to change countless lives. If you'd like to support our efforts to save the lost, you may call in or visit CreflowDollarMinistries.org today. God bless you.
Thank you, partners and friends. Your love and financial support makes it possible to bring this message into millions of homes all across the globe.